Henderson Harbor estimate just to have them come in and look at some foundation repairs was around $20,000. Initially, what we're hearing right now from at least one firm is we think we can come in, certainly not at $20,000, but maybe not much more than that for the other four pools. And if we can come get a reasonable estimate on what that's going to cost us, we're going to try to move forward and go ahead and get the pools evaluated just as soon as we can.
How long to that firm gives you guys the estimate for to be considered if we want to go with that firm?
If we want to go with that firm, we'd like to get at least a couple estimates. We have one in hand, and that's a preliminary estimate for us. So I would imagine we could get another estimate within the next couple weeks or so and then move forward with that, certainly start, hopefully, a review of the pools by the first of the year.
And we do have a request out to another firm looking to see if they want to give us an estimate proposal.
Because, you know, just trying to make sure that we address the concerns of the pools. Notice a lot of the citizens come to these park and rec meetings. And
you'll notice that in the PIP it is listed. The pools are listed. It's one of the last notes on the last page. Also on the slides, you'll notice that, at least on one of the slides, we mentioned that the pools are not included as a cost. While they're not included as a cost, I think they're listed. I think I've listed them here.
Are we going to go over this?
We were not going to go over that. That was for you to review. We were not going to go over that in detail because that's a lot of information for you to absorb in one day. We thought that we could give you an opportunity. If you have questions, certainly feel free to ask us at any time. And if you want that in a electronic copy, we can send you the electronic copy, which then includes four other spreadsheets. And it breaks it down then. You have the color-coded version there, but it breaks it down then. Each one of those color-coded versions is broken down into another spreadsheet. So you have a total of five spreadsheets.
Okay.
Back to the Councilmember Pena's pool questions, I think what we agreed is that they, regardless when they come back with their ideas and pricing and all that, just make sure it's done in time for the pools to open during pool season, which is what, the end of May, first part of June?
Yeah, and that's all we're trying to do.
That's the ultimate end goal, I guess. Just want to shoot for that. That way we don't miss a swimming season or a summer season of use for those pools.
We wanted to try to utilize that money instead of on consultants for someone to actually do the repairs. We know what's wrong at Bryan Aquatic Center, and we know what a new liner costs. What is that, about $100,000?
$120,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hold on, Mayor. I got it.
Excuse me, Mayor.
I have to ask a question.
How many pools do we have?
We have three that are operational, and then a fourth pool, Sadie Thomas Pool, that has not been opened since 2008.
Okay. Are we planning on reopening that pool?
We're going to get an evaluation to see what it will cost, and then that will be something we bring back to you all to decide.
Okay.
The plan would be to open all four, and if the costs are very prohibitive, then we'll bring that. I'm sure we'll be bringing it back to you.